everybody. Hey, how you doing? I clearly haven't played a guitar in a little bit. What's up? All right, I'm back. Oh, it is good to be back. It is good to be back. Welcome to the show, everyone. You know what? Before we continue, I think it feels good. You know, I got to spin this UFO. Number one, it was spinning the wrong way. All right. That's spinning. Hello. Welcome. I was gone for a week. I went and I surprised my mom. She had no idea I was coming back home. I brought her to tears. It was totally worth it. And I actually dipped back to Chicago and surprised my dad, too, and almost brought him to tears. Oh, I was close. I was this close. Yeah. And, you know, I'm actually drinking a little bit of Krigler coffee. This is a Yeti cup that I got. Man, Krigler coffee is good. This is actually awesome. We did a white elephant, and my sister stole this from my grandmother, so I had no choice but to steal it from my sister, and I ended up with it. It was definitely the coolest gift. Actually, this hat my sister made. I really like this hat. It's very warm and cozy. Very excited about that. Hold on. Wait, there we go. All right. But before I get into the show, I just want to say, check this out. This arrived. This is presented to Tim Castire. Wait, no, hold on. Get that out of there. Wrong show. I'm not on that show anymore. Here we go. Presented to Adam Cast IRL for passing 100,000 subscribers. That's all thanks to all of you. Thank you so much. YouTube, yes, thank you for this, but, this is cool. This means a lot to me. Thank you, all of you out there that are watching my show right now that are subbed. And you know what? If you're not subscribed, please do. Hit the subscribe button. Let's shoot for a million, you know? Why not? Let's go for it. But this is cool. This is cool. I finally got that silver play button. So thanks for sending me that, YouTube. But most importantly, thank you all for following me, because it's really cool. Yeah, so... what are we talking about tonight? Oh my goodness. So there was a hearing today in Georgia. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. Some crazy stuff went down, and we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about some lies that are floating around the webs. I want to talk about this homeless hero. Just a random side story that I read, but you know what? I like this kind of stuff. I want to call attention to this kind of these stories, you know, because I feel like everyone needs a little pick-me-up nowadays, and it's you know, so it's going to be good. So we're going to talk about that. All right, before we do, check this out. This is, this is my website. You can go check out all my videos, but more importantly, you can go and find my P.O. box, which you can send me physical things if you want to, but more importantly, I'm having a contest right now. I'm giving away stickers of mine. I've got shoeboxes filled with stickers from my countless years of being a pro skateboarder. All you got to do is send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'm going to stick a sticker in there and send it off. But one person is going to win my skateboard. All right. Well, technically, it's a longboard. Well, all longboards are skateboards, whatever. It's a skateboard. And I'm giving it away. I'm giving away one of my Catalyst boards that I designed for Arbor Skateboards back when I was riding for them. And it's basically to kick off this product. I have a Catalyst blend, and I'm really excited about it. Let me see if I actually have. Yes, we have the new Covfefe blend. This is not a joke. I actually just released a Covfefe blend. It's a little different of a blend. It's a little higher up in elevation, like a high mountain blend. It's gonna be a little different. I like to offer a couple different roasts. So we got the new Covfefe blend. Celebrate 45 with this beautifully balanced blend. This medium-bodied coffee has a bright, nutty profile with hints of chocolate and dark berries. That's right. I have a Covfefe blend. I'm excited about that one. Because you know what? Because I'm unapologetically a Trump supporter. I don't care. You know, get out of here with that. I don't talk to people that, I don't know, there's a lot of crazy people out there that just cut people out. I've got family friends that no longer want to talk to me because I voted for Trump this year. Crimea River. All right, anyway. All right, I want to talk about this awesome story first and foremost. This is cool, all right? And I want to praise this guy. This homeless man rescues every animal from a burning shelter. This is awesome, all right? Shout out to this man, Keith Walker. All right, he's 53. He rushed into the W Underdog shelter after a fire engulfed its kitchen. That's right. This man saved all of them. These animals owe their lives to this homeless hero. Georgia man Keith Walker, 53, was en route to take his pit bull, Bravo, for a walk when he saw the shelter the pooch sleeps at was on fire. A kitchen fire had engulfed Atlanta's W Underdog's shelter in flames. The animals inside would likely have met their fate on December 18th had Walker not immediately jumped into action. I was nervous as H-E doubles hockey stick. I'm not going to lie. I was really scared to go in there with all the smoke, but God put me there to save those animals. Walker, who had been homeless since he was just 13, told CNN. Wow. If you love a dog, you can love anyone in the world. I agree with that sentiment. My dog is my best friend, and I wouldn't be here without him. So I knew I had to save all those other dogs. By moving fast and adeptly, Walker was able to rescue all 6 dogs and 10 cats inside the burning facility, which was completely destroyed by the flames. He is my guardian angel, W Underdog's founder Grace Hamlin told the outlet. Even the firefighters didn't want to handle the dogs. They called animal control, but Keith was already in the building pulling out the cats and dogs until they were all safe. Hamlin had been letting Walker keep Bravo at the shelter every night, but had no way to know the man would one day save her entire flock. And just a week ahead of W Underdog's move to a new Atlanta facility where the saved animals now live. I can't thank him enough for saving my animals, Hamlin said, posting a photo of Walker with an emotional caption to W Underdog's Instagram. I'm still in disbelief because I've been around a fire and I know how fast they can flare up. He is my hero. You know what? Shout out to Keith Walker. I'm spinning this UFO for you, sir, because that was an awesome move. You didn't have to risk your life. I know you saved your own dog, but you also saved all those others. And that's awesome. You know, so yeah, someone in chat just said a real life Pee Wee Herman. Yeah. And that, as a kid, I watched that movie and it was great to watch that happen. You know, so I just wanted to, you know, before I get into any of the other stuff, I just wanted to, you know, that's a nice heartwarming story. So let's talk about the election, shall we? So I've been posting, you know, relatively every day about, or I try to post it every day. Who do you think will win on my Twitter feed? Oh man, do I get backlash all the time. Why do you keep posting these? It's hurting your image. My gosh, I'm losing respect. It's like, I don't care if what you think. No one's won yet, okay? I don't care that the AP has declared Biden whatever the, you know, president-elect, and that he has a, you know, a halo in all the pictures. You know, it says Office of the President-elect with that circle, and all the pictures that they post of him have that, like, circle just around his head. Like, he's some sort of, I don't know, figure that we should revere. Like, no, that man's a terrible person. So, but that's my personal opinion, obviously. Yeah, but I just, I've been posting it, and, you know, it's been pretty heavily still leaned towards President Trump. A lot of people still believe that Trump's gonna win it, and I do too. And you know, he's called for all these people to show up on the 6th of January. He asked people to show up. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this. Well, I'm going. I'm definitely gonna show up. And now I'm hearing that hotels are denying. They're like, actually, we're gonna close down. That's not going to stop people from coming. Are you serious? This is where it's come. They're like, nah, we're gonna stop because there's actually a Black Lives Matter activist calling for the hotels to shut down because racists are coming. And it's like, oh my gosh, when you guys are the ones burning and looting, like we literally haven't burnt or looted anything. You know, we are rallying to our president who asked for us to be there. So I'm going to go. All right, but let's get into some of this information because, I as I said, Georgia election bombshell. Wait till you hear what I have to say about this. All right. All right. Let me get to the first. I have a few things to go over, but I want to jump right to it because it is insane. Okay. Here we go. This is Jovan Hunter or Hutton Pulitzer. What an impressive man. All right. So we've got this hearing going on in Georgia, you know, about election integrity. And, you know, he retweeted someone who sums it up perfectly. I'm just going to read it here. Jovan Pulitzer just now hacked into a Fulton County voting machine that is being used in the Georgia runoff, and it is connected to the internet. He has established two-way communication from a polling pad in a voting center. That's right. He literally hacked into the software, into the voting machine during the hearing. Oh my God. What? I couldn't believe it. I was so shocked. I was like, did I just hear this? Did I? Because I was watching it. You know, it was a couple hours long. So, and when this guy came on, he was like, he was very solid. He was talking about a lot of things, and he's been doing this for 27 years, specifically the past 6 years, on how the internet and how, you know, fraud can happen via the internet. And he was like, oh yeah, check this out. My team right now is connected to a software. And the guy, the people asked him, all right, well, is this like some sort of mobile unit? He's like, no, it's in a building. You know, an actual the actual voting machine in the building. It's not the thermostat connection that you keep hearing about. It's the actual pad, the polling pad in the voting center. All right, so that means this guy proved to them right then and there that these machines can be connected to wirelessly. They've been denying that for a long time. And then they said, well, you know, in some states they can be connected to the internet. Okay, well, which is it? Can they be connected or can they not? Well, he just proved during a hearing on election integrity in Georgia that these election software machines can be connected to the internet. This is insane. Right then and there, I mean, just that. Any of these machines, these votes can be hacked. They can be changed. If he can mid hearing connect to them, imagine what a professional hacker can do. Someone who's hired to hack into the system. Guaranteed they can hack in there and change the votes. It's 2020 for another day, but it's 2020. Hackers 10 years ago probably could have done this. 20 years ago. Come on. You don't think that hackers nowadays know what they're doing, that they can get into that if they wanted to, especially if they're mid-hearing and they can get into it? Yeah, come on. You know what happened after that? Georgia State Senate Judiciary Subcommittee unanimously passed motion to audit Fulton County. Yeah, not Cobb County, Fulton County, absentee ballots. All right. And then I keep hearing, well, where's that going to happen? Well, you know, what's going to happen from that? That is a problem. I agree. What is going to happen to that? What's going to happen to that? He proved that they can hack into it. Not only that. Oh man, they went into, they had many different people coming in and talking. But then they had some, I don't know what were they. I don't remember exactly who they were, but they were showing these graphs and statistics and the statistical anomalies, and how it was literally impossible, improbable, all of the above, for these numbers to happen. Not to mention, Rudy Giuliani, of course, came on and was talking, showing the video, excuse me, of that woman who was running the ballots. She ran the same ones 3 times in a row. Turns out another person in that video also ran multiple ballots through in the same video, but we actually never saw that part. But I do remember, I don't know if you've seen it, but this video that shows this woman running the same ballots through the machine 3 times. And then they bring up to the fact that military votes were 90% for Biden. All right, I traveled a lot this year, and I became very political this year. And every single time I flew, I would always see military flying around. I have some military in my family. You know, and I made a point to walk up to them, thank them for their service, because I absolutely appreciate what they do and what that means to me as an American citizen, what our military means to us, you know, that they're out, you know, defending us. You can disagree with what they're doing, but they're the ones, you know, following orders. Doesn't matter. They're serving their country. I always want to give them thanks. So thank you if you're in the military. But besides that, I would always ask, hey, would you mind talking about your political leanings? Who would you vote for? You know, the election's coming up. Obviously, this was throughout the year. Who would you vote for? Not once did I hear Biden. Literally every single time, Trump. Oh, awesome. Me too. I'm definitely voting for Trump. Why? Do you mind me asking why? He's kept me out of wars. He pays us during the Obama years. I guess a lot of people in the military weren't even getting paid. All right. They were having issues just getting paid to serve. These people are serving our country. They should be treated with respect and at least get paid. My goodness. But they were under Trump. He made sure the military all got paid. He kept them out of wars. Have we seen a war since Trump became president? No. No. No, he's only increased the peace, which is incredible. It's something to commend. So every time I talk to them, and they're just like, every single one is like, yep, I'm voting for Trump. So now this is just my personal interactions with everyone in the military that I know and I've met throughout the year. But for them to all be for Trump, and then to hear that in Georgia, for some reason, Georgia's military, 90% were voting for Biden. And not only that, those ballots weren't folded, okay? And now you think that that's a little weird, right? Or maybe not weird. But it turns out all military absentee ballots have to be mailed, folded, and put into the envelope and mailed off. Well, it turns out a lot of these ballots weren't folded. They were pristine, in perfectly packed, pristine stacks, not folded at all, just crisp ballots. Okay, so how does that make sense? Suddenly now there's a 90% swing of military votes. All right, this is one of the people that were testifying today in the Senate hearing. So how do you explain that? How do you explain these ballots that are supposed to be folded and sent off, you know, to the appropriate, through the appropriate channels, because absentee ballot, you know, have to be sent in. But then all of them are pristine. Now, I've actually heard about this from in different places, too. I heard about it in PA that it's happening. You know, it's like, what really is going on? But honestly, the biggest thing is the fact that he hacked into the machines right then and there. Unanimous. All right, we got to audit this because this is ridiculous. Then we have another woman came on and said, yeah, here's video of them actually destroying ballots. And one of the guys was like, you know, I don't see ballots being destroyed here. Can you prove this to me? You know, I see the envelopes here. Now, an audit, you have to cross-reference the envelope to the ballot. So the ballot and the envelope stay together. So even if they were destroying the envelope, but why would you be destroying anything? You're supposed to be keeping it for up to 22 months after an election. So for them to be getting rid of anything that had to do with the election at all, why? Why? They talked about trust but verify, right? Trust but verify. Well, I don't trust anything because I don't have any verification. I need verification that this is legit. The American people deserve to have verification that this election was legit. The more I look, the more I see that it was definitely not legit at all. The mere fact that he can hack in to these machines in the middle of a hearing and say, yep, right now we're connected. Yep, here it is. Proof that we're connected to a voting machine being used right now in the Georgia runoff, which is a huge deal. What happens in this Georgia runoff? They're using the same machines. How do we trust it? My goodness, it's pretty crazy. All right, so that's all the stuff that's going on with the runoff, or excuse me, with the hearing that was going on today. All right, now I want to continue talking about the election. I'll go over a couple more things. Actually, you know what? This I'm gonna bring a little bit later. All right, so I want to talk about Walmart. Okay, well, I don't know if you guys have heard about what happened today, but so Josh Hawley basically said, I'm going to commit. Actually, you know what? Let me just bring up his tweet. Here it is. Millions of voters concerned about election integrity deserve to be heard. I will object on January 6th on their behalf. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Listen to this. I'm going to read this whole statement. This is a statement on objecting during Electoral College certification process on January 6th. Quote, following both the 2004 and 2016 elections, Democrats in Congress objected during the certification of electoral votes in order to raise concern about election integrity. They were praised by Democratic leadership and the media when they did, and they were entitled to do so. But now, those of us concerned with the integrity of this election are entitled to do the same. I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results on January 6th without raising the fact that some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws. And I cannot vote to certify without pointing out the unprecedented effort of megacorporations, including Facebook and Twitter, to interfere in this election in support of Joe Biden. At the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. But Congress has so far failed to act. For these reasons, I will follow the same practice Democrat members of Congress have in years past and object during the certification process on January 6th to raise these critical issues. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Josh Hawley. And this is crazy. All right. I can't find the tweet, but oh yeah, he actually responded. He took a picture of it. Walmart went ahead and replied, go ahead, get your 2-hour debate, hashtag sore loser. Oh my gosh. What? All right. So I don't know how many people have actually saw this. I didn't see the tweet. All right. A lot of people are like, oh, it's fake. Oh, it's real. No, no, it's real. It's real. I mean, I thought it was kind of fake until then I saw this. Walmart came out and said the tweet published earlier was mistakenly posted by a member of our social media team. We deleted the post and have no intention of commenting on the subject of certifying the Electoral College. We apologize to Senator Hawley for this error and any confusion about our position. You know what's trending now? I bet you can guess. Yep. Boycott Walmart. I mean, we should have been boycotting Walmart for a long time. They're literally killing small businesses across the nation, if you really think about it. Every time I drive across the country, you know, I get into a small town, guess what? There's at least one of a Walmart because they sell everything. It's the IRL Amazon, right? I mean, basically, Amazon's taking over the internet. They're taking over streaming. They're taking over everything. Amazon, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, YouTube, these huge people are taking over. But Walmart, really? You're going to come out swinging? It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. And I could read more about it, but I don't want to. It's not worth my time. Like, come on, really? Walmart? I don't know. I'm just proud of the fact that he's coming out and he's going to object to these elections. to these electoral votes. I want to focus on that because I feel like Walmart's like, let me cause some controversy and get people to stop thinking about the fact that this is actually him contesting the electors, which is what we want. Right? Okay, so I can talk about Walmart and be blah, 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 blah. Or this whole thing with like Hillary Baldwin. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, look, she changed her name and she faked her accent. Or maybe her whole family lives in Spain and she has Spanish family members. And like, who cares? Why is that important? There, we have way more important things to focus on than if she... how she pronounces her name. I don't care. Pronounce your name however you want. That doesn't bother me at all. I don't care. You know what I do care about? Election fraud. You know, people stealing this election, which is what it feels like is going on. And you know what? I'll tell you what. A number of GOP Congress members to object the Electoral College vote grows. That's right. It's not just Josh Hawley. There's more. And the number's growing. Let's check this out. Read this. More House members have said they will object to the Electoral College vote on January 6th, as Senator Josh Hawley announced he would join the effort. Representative-elect Ronnie Jackson said Tuesday that he would also object. I will vote on January 6th to challenge the Electoral College because the American people deserve a free and fair election. The fraud that did take place on Election Day cannot be allowed to stand, Jackson wrote. On Wednesday, Representative Jeff Duncan said he will join the effort, which is being led by Representative Mo Brooks. President Donald Trump spoke with Brooks and several other Republican House members earlier this month and backs their effort. On January 6, 2021, I plan to object to the Electoral College certification from the states that experience these unprecedented issues like Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, Duncan said in a statement. I plan to object for the people of the 3rd District of South Carolina and the millions of Americans who are demanding transparency into the 2020 election. We, the people, know this is a pivotal decision for our great country. May God bless the United States of America. Representative Jeff Van Drew also said Tuesday he would object to the electoral vote counts from the states that did not abide by the rule of law. Representative-elect Marjorie Taylor Greene said in an interview this week she has received word that even more lawmakers would join. We refuse to certify a stolen election, she told the Kyle Olson Show. As members of Congress, it is our duty to protect the integrity of our elections. Meanwhile, Hawley became the first senator to announce that he will object to the certifications during the joint sessions of Congress. I cannot vote to certify the election results on January 6th without raising the fact that some states, well, this is the statement I actually just read from his Twitter account. Other than Hawley, Senators Ted Cruz, Rick Scott, Kelly Loeffler, Rand Paul, as well as Senator-elect Tommy Tuberman, have said that they are open to the idea of objecting to the electors. The move requires both one senator and one representative to carry out, which then triggers a two-hour debate and congressional vote on whether the state electors' votes are valid. But several GOP senators, including number two Republican John Thune, have said the bid will fail. The thing they've got to remember is it's not going anywhere. I mean, in the Senate, it would be down like a shot dog, Thune told reporters last week. And I just don't think it makes a lot of sense to put everyone through this when you know what the ultimate outcome is going to be. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, speaking to reporters Wednesday, she is confident Joe Biden will be declared the victor in Congress next week. I have no doubt that will happen, the California Democrat said. Well, I don't care what Nancy Pelosi has to say. My goodness. I just read an article that they're quietly trying to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, which would be wonderful if you ask me, because my goodness, that woman, gosh, she's a freaking skeleton. We were joking about He-Man earlier today. She's basically Skeletor. No joke. She's basically Skeletor. And I just, my goodness. Wow, this hat is actually quite warm. My hair is out. Look how long my hair is getting. My goodness, I'm very Jesus-like right now, and I'm honestly thinking about getting rid of my hair. I was thinking about getting rid of the beard, but now I'm thinking maybe the hair. Because keep the beard, get rid of the hair. Short, long, medium, I don't know. Doesn't matter. All right, where were we? Okay. I want to talk about something else, too. You know what? I want to finish this, too. If it is contested, though, okay, they say, well, no, nothing's going to come from that. Yeah, well, if it does become contested, though, Pence will decide. It will go to Pence, and he'll be like, you know, we're seeing that we just saw today, they just proved in the hearing that they can hack into the system. All right. So what's going to happen? You know, they can hack into the system. So that means they could have hacked into the system during the actual election of the 2020 presidential election. They just proved that they can hack into the system, the same systems that they're using right now. So what? That's not going to go anywhere when they prove to the Senate. So what? They want to piss off most of America. I feel like that's what they're going to do. I think Pence is going to see it and be like, look, the fraud has been proven. It's proven to be fraudulent. No, a lot of people are saying, don't cut my hair. No. All right. I won't cut it. I'll put my hat back on. My sister made me this hat. I love it. I love it a lot. It's very warm and cozy. And, yeah. All right. So check this out. I want to talk about this statement. Now, a lot of people were upset that he signed the bill. Okay. The COVID relief bill, the big, huge, filled with pork, as they say, the omnibus bill was paired up with it. All right. So if you don't know what an omnibus bill is, it's essentially America giving money away. I mean, if you want to break it down, basically, that's what it is. All right. And I guess we do it every year. So that's the House was like, you know, we do it every year. What's the big deal? You know, let's just wrap it up together with this COVID relief bill. It's like, okay, and most of the people, the American public is like, we need the help right now. It's a pandemic. Our economy is shut down. Why are you giving money away to, you know, the rest of the world? So, I mean, I actually wasn't going to talk about that much of it per se, but I mean, that, you know, they're giving I did a segment on this on my last show before I went on vacation, and it's pretty insane how much money we're giving out to the rest of the world. I always kind of knew we were this world police, you know, we send our armies everywhere, you know, and military might to show whatever, and I can see, you know, the importance of that, but I was like, you know what, we don't need to be at war, you know, we don't need to be the world police. And Trump was like, hey, we're not going to be the world police anymore. And everyone's like, oh, we're not going to be the world police anymore? What's going on? And then this omnibus bill is essentially us being the world government. You know, like, we're giving money away to the rest of the world. Like, yeah, here's money, you know, supporting everybody. And it's like, I think most Americans were like, hey, we didn't even realize we were giving this much money away. I didn't know. I didn't know how much money we actually supported the rest of the world. Where do they get all this money? Where does America get the money? Taxes. So that money is ours. So they're literally taxing American people and giving our money to the rest of the planet. Like, okay, I'm all about helping people, right? But when we're getting $600, you know, for... You know, there's a lot of people that can barely afford a $400 swing. And this was last year. They could barely afford a $400 emergency. Okay, now businesses are being shut out. Everyone's losing their jobs. You know, $400 emergency. Yeah, basically everyone's savings are gone because of this year. It's been 6 or 7 months since, you know, we've had an actual relief. All right, so, I mean, okay, $2,000, $600, whatever. It's like, open the economy up. That's what we need. Open the economy up. Don't give our money to other countries. Try to make us strong. And then let's talk about helping other countries. Don't get me wrong. I would love to help other countries. But when I see poverty existing and homeless existing in our countries, funny enough, I see a lot of them in democratic cities. Look at California. My goodness. You know, it's like, why aren't we helping, you know, those communities? And why isn't the news covering when Trump actually brings a lot of money into those communities? Because anything he does is terrible. That's what it is. All right, so I want, now everyone was upset with him because he signed it. All right, but I want to go over that and point some things out. This is the statement. I'm going to read the whole statement, all right? As a president of the United States, it is my responsibility to protect the people of our country from the economic devastation and the hardship that was caused by the China virus. I understand that many small businesses have been forced to close as a result of harsh actions by Democratic-run states. Many people are back to work, but my job is not done until everyone is back to work. Fortunately, as a result of my work with Congress in passing the CARES Act earlier this year, we avoided another Great Depression. Under my leadership, Project Warp Speed has been a tremendous success. My administration and I developed a vaccine many years ahead of wildest expectations, and we are distributing these vaccines and others coming soon to millions of people. As president, I have told Congress that I want far less wasteful spending and more money going to the American people in the form of $2,000 checks per adult and $600 per child. Now, here is where it gets interesting that I feel a lot of people skipped over. As president, I am demanding many recessions under the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. The act provides that whenever the president determines that all or part of any budget authority will not be required to carry out the full objectives or scope of programs for which it is provided, or that such budget authority should be rescinded for fiscal policy or other reasons, including termination of authorized projects or activities for which budget authority has been provided, the president shall transmit to both House and Congress a special message describing the amount to be reserved, the relevant accounts, the reasons for a recession, and the economic effects of the recession. Okay, I'm going to break that down. So the Impoundment Control Act of 1974, right? This was something Congress put into place because Nixon was actually holding money back, and you know, they wanted, it was a control, it was a power move, okay? But he's using it in the reverse. He's saying, and he said, look, I want this, I want Section 230 gone, I want $2,000 for American citizens, and I want the voter fraud in this election, you know, I want you looking into this. And he said, this is part of it. All right, I'm going to finish reading it, and then I'll continue. I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to be removed. I will send back to Congress a redlined version. All right, now this is what's important, a redlined version. Item by item, accompanied by the formal rescission request to Congress insisting that those funds be removed from the bill. I am signing this bill to restore unemployment benefits, stop evictions, provide rental assistance, add money for PPP, return our airline workers back to work, add substantially more money for vaccine distribution, and much more. On Monday, the House will vote to increase payments to individuals from $600 to $2,000. As of today, they still have been denying it. Thank you, Mitch McConnell. Therefore, a family of four would receive $5,200. Additionally, Congress has promised that Section 230, which so unfairly benefits big tech at the expense of the American people, absolutely true, will be reviewed and either be terminated or substantially reformed. That's what we need. Substantial reformation of Section 230. That's what we need. Not terminate it, reform it. Okay, to give proper First Amendment rights on the internet in these platforms. Okay, I'm going to finish for you. Likewise, the House and the Senate have agreed to focus strongly on the very substantial voter fraud which took place on November 3rd presidential election. The Senate will start the process for a vote that increases checks to $2,000, repeals Section 230, and starts an investigation into voter fraud. Big tech must not get protections of Section 230. Voter fraud must be fixed. More money is coming. I will never give up my fight for the American people. Okay. Now, so the red line, all right, let me just pull up. So the Control Act, right, the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 basically gives the power it's a checks and balances system. All right. That's why we have three branches of government. They keep each other in check. Congress doesn't have the control to just be like, we don't care what you say, we're going to make the decisions. Because if they did that, then this omnibus bill, they could be like, screw you, Trump, we're doing it anyway. He was like, he didn't just veto it. Okay, he could have just vetoed it, and then they could have checked his veto, right? So what he did was this is actually better the way he did it, because now he's basically put it back on them to it now. If they make any whatever changes they do, or if they don't do, he can then shut it down. He can check them. He's put the ball in their court again, and is now sitting there watching, like, your move. Okay, he didn't just sign it. Like, everyone's like, oh man, he signed it. He, you know, that's it. We're he's part of the swamp, which is just, people are so quick to judge without a full understanding. Okay, and that is a problem nowadays. Everyone thinks they understand everything. I don't even claim to understand everything I talk about every day. I'll tell you what, though. I try my best to understand it. I try to my best to dig into what I'm going to be talking about, so I have a general understanding of it, you know, because I want to know personally for me. I went on vacation for the past week. I'll tell you what, it was difficult to not look at the news. You know, there was a bombing, you know, here. The RV exploded. Now I'm going to cover that. But I don't know everything yet. I would have loved to talk about it today, but I don't know enough about it yet. And I'm looking into it, and I'm compiling stuff. So, but I'm going to bring it all together. But this is, I think Trump knows what he's doing. He's awfully confident. He's still talking that he's won. He's still saying, we're going to win. We've got this. We got this in the bag. We've proven the fraud, which, I mean, today was eye-opening. Like, the fact that they got into those systems, to me, shows that those systems were hackable. Any election, any polling place that used those systems, it could be compromised. And we weren't even allowed, we weren't being transparent about it. It's proprietary software, so we can't analyze it forensically. Hello, are you kidding me? You're not letting us get in there? Yeah, trust but verify. If you don't let us verify, we don't trust you. It's as simple as that. Why would we trust anyone that I'm not going to blindly just accept anything, literally anything. I don't care. I'm not blindly accepting anything I hear. I'm digging in. All right. I need the proof. That's why even the Democratic side of this committee unanimously decided that, all right, we definitely need an audit of these Dominion, this whole system, which is incredible. So what would happen if they get through the audit and actually do prove that there was fraud? I mean, in Pennsylvania, we're fine. You know what? Hold on. I got this article. Check this out. Where is it? Here it is. Pennsylvania certified results for the president are found in error. The error is twice the size of the difference between the candidates. After nearly 2 months, the state of Pennsylvania is found to have certified the votes that are in error. The Pennsylvania House has just uncovered that the certified results in Pennsylvania for president are in error by more than 200,000 votes. This is more than twice the difference between President Trump and Joe Biden. What a mess. Republican State Representatives Russ Diamond uncovered and reported today that the results for president are way off in Pennsylvania. More ballots were cast than people voted by more than 200,000 votes. I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard that. Look at this. Over 200,000 more ballots were cast than voters voted. Look, 6,760,230 votes. That's right. That's how many people actually voted. 6,962,607 are how many ballots were cast. That means 202,000 votes weren't connected to anybody. Where do those votes come from? How is that possible? Right? So, okay, so now we're finding out the Dominion software voting machines were hacked in Georgia. Pennsylvania has over 200,000 votes, then voters, okay? It's rampant. It's everywhere you're looking. So how is this possible? It blows me away. How much evidence do we need to see? Huh? How much evidence do we need to see? I see it. It's everywhere I look. I just open my eyes and I see it. Okay? These people on Twitter, I'm constantly watching them. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe you're still doing these posts about who will win, Trump or Biden. It's like half the people are, actually more than half, I'd say about equal with the poll numbers. You know, 75%, 80% are like, Trump already won. And then there's, you know, the small group that are like, Trump already won, but I think the establishment is too strong. And then you have the outliers that are like, you're a fool. I can't believe this dude actually is making himself look like an idiot, essentially. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care what you think I look like. Like, I'm going to do my research every day and still show up and you know, tell you what I've found. This is insane to me. Look at this. We got a billionaire offers $1 million bounty for Dominion Eric Coomer's fraud intel. Woo! Well, guess what? It seems like someone just hacked their system and proved that it's hackable. Maybe you should just transfer the million dollars over, right now. I don't know if you've heard about this, so I'll read a little bit more about it. The GOP has an unexpected ally who has decided to put his money where his mouth is. And here he is right here. This is, what is his name? Yeah. Here we go. To double down, the fellow conservative billionaire Al-Qaeda David has offered a $1 million bounty for any irrefutable evidence that the Dominion voting machine as systems and its employee Eric Coomer produced fraudulent votes during the 2020 election. That's right. If you have any sort of proof at all, let them know, because there's $1 million on the line. I feel like, I don't know. That's pretty juicy. $1 million bounty, huh? All right. I'm going to talk about this next story. All right. And that is, this is sad. All right. Louisiana Congressman-elect Luke Letlow died dead from COVID-19. All right. Well, right off the bat, this is a fraudulent story. All these, the whole left went nuts. They were like, oh, he had no mask and blah, 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 and this and that. And man, they were reveling in it. Look at this. This is Aaron Ruper. He died from COVID, a tragedy. I mean, sincerely, you know, it's a tragedy, but it was also avoidable. Shouldn't take tragedies for policymakers to treat the coronavirus pandemic with the seriousness it deserves. There is less deaths on average in 2020 than the past 10 years. There's literally no spike in deaths. Look at the death numbers, okay? There's one day left. One day, tomorrow, the last day in 2020. And we have less deaths on average in America than the past 10 years. How is that possible? If there's a pandemic raging and killing thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, how is there less deaths on average this year than the past years? How is that possible? You know what? It's not. I'm sorry, but it's not. And I'm not sorry. Well, who am I kidding? I'm not sorry. Because it's not possible. Get out of here with that. There's less average deaths right now than the past 10 years. We're on par to have less deaths. We got it. If 350,000 people die tomorrow, we'll match the average for the year. You think that's going to happen? Who knows? But if it does, we would be at average. So we're below average right now. With a pandemic raging, that's the deadliest pandemic ever. Is it? Is it, though? Well, it turns out he actually suffered a heart attack following an operation. Oh. So that's what happened, huh? So he actually did. He had COVID-19. Sure, he had COVID-19, but it was, he was having an operation and there was complications of the operation and he had a heart attack. It's the, at least he was right. It is a tragedy that he died. He left behind two children, you know, and a wonderful wife. Like he had a great family, and it's a shame. And he just became elected. It is a shame what happened to him. Okay. But you have to remember, thank you, CNBC, the third leading cause of death in the U.S. most doctors don't want you to know about: medical malpractice. Seriously. A recent Johns Hopkins, this is from 2 years ago, but this hasn't changed, all right? Study claimed that more than 250,000 people in the U.S. die every year from medical errors. Other reports claim the number could be as high as 440,000. Now remember, we're at less deaths this year than average. Less deaths than 2018. So if it's up to 440,000, that means more people could die from medical malpractice than from COVID-19. What? This man could have just died from the doctor messing up, or from his heart not being able to handle the pressures of whatever operation he was going under, which he had. Anesthetics are not, they're not the best. It's a risk every single time you go under. All right? So this, the whole left Twitter went nuts. Oh my gosh. See this, he wasn't wearing a mask one time. He went to school and he got COVID and died. He deserved it. That's what they're saying without saying it. All right. But they're saying it. That's what they believe. These people are terrible people to celebrate that. Celebrating anyone dying is terrible. He left behind two beautiful kids. And that's a shame. He was in the prime of his life, okay? He just became a congressman and had a complication, which it turns out is actually the third leading death in America. The third! Over COVID! I didn't do the statistics of this year. I couldn't find them in time. But this is from 2018. 250,000 people a year, up to 440,000 people a year. What are we at? 300,000 right now with COVID deaths? I'm going to do quotes because we're finding out there was motorcycle accidents that were COVID deaths. There was someone that got hit by a bus that was considered a COVID death. I just, using people's deaths politically sickens me. There's been a lot of people that have passed this year. When it's someone on the left, they revere them and you know, put them on this pedestal. When it's someone on the right, they demonize them and use them as this political pawn. And what are the people on, you know, the more conservative side of things? It's a terrible tragedy. Period. That's it. Done. It's a tragedy. For whoever dies, everyone that's died, it's a tragedy. We all believe it, right? I'm sick of the politicization of anyone dying. I don't care who you are. If you die, it's a sad thing. Death is a part of life, okay? It is true. I've faced a lot of death in my life, you know, and it's always a sad thing to lose someone close to you. It's terrible, you know? But to politicize them, to throw it in the face of your political opponents, shame on all of you who are doing that. Now, I have a feeling many of my viewers right now wouldn't do that because I feel like, you know, we are relatively like-minded, and I think it's a damn shame. Pardon my language. But yeah, so I think that's, it's just terrible. I'm sick of it. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. Well, you know, it reminds me of that, that phrase, you know, the left, they think the right is evil, where the right thinks the left is just misunderstood. And standing back, that couldn't be more true. The left thinks the right is so evil that it's justified, they're justified in cheating. I think that's what's going on. They're like, no, we don't care. We are fighting against evil right now. We're defending against fascism while literally being fascist themselves. And the right's like, well, we're using knowledge and logic and fairness and we want to be transparent. We were trying to explain to you how things actually are. And they're like, free! You're evil. I must defeat you by any means necessary. I must ridicule anyone that dies on your side to prove my point that you're evil and that we're right. Well, let me explain to you. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to hear about the fact that someone hacked into the system live during a hearing. Straight up. Listen to this. I wasn't going to bring this up, but this guy calls. No, I don't know if I can. Yeah, whatever. This guy straight up calls all the people shameless butt monkeys. Anyone that showed up at the hearing today to explain the voter fraud, which if you were listening to that hearing, it's insane. They were like, wow, this is voter fraud exists. They proved it. Unanimously decided, like, okay, we got to dig into this because this is crazy. Everyone, the further it got along, they were like, this is pretty nuts. This is crazy. All right. I'm going to get into some super chats. I see a lot of super chats. Thank you all so much for hanging out with me. Before I do, though, I just want to say I hope you all had a wonderful holiday. Hopefully you were able to see some family, even if it was over Zoom, you know, if you weren't able to get home. And Happy New Year, honestly, because we made it through. We still got one more day. Who knows what tomorrow can bring? You know, we got one more day in 2020. So who knows what that's going to mean? But look, if you haven't subbed to my channel, please do subscribe below. I'm going to be back better than ever. I'll be there on January 6th. If you find me, say hello. I would love to shake your hand. And, you know, we're gonna do this. I think that it's going to happen. All right. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. All right. Nate the Average says, thank you for writing back to us. The Gamers Blend is great. Glad to see you back. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate that. Are you talking about on Facebook? I responded to a couple Facebook messages. Maybe I think I recognize your Nate. Nathan, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Mike Ross, what's up, Adam? Hope you enjoyed the hot sauces I sent. Tactical Tacos is my company. Oh, I haven't actually been to the P.O. Box, but I probably should go because the my contest is underway. And if you don't know about my contest, there's a lot more people watching right now. I'm having a contest right now to give away one of my Catalyst boards to kick off the start of my coffee company. I have a Catalyst blend, which is a blend that I enjoy. And all you have to do, let me just pull up my P.O. Box, is send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, all right, 21716. And I'm going to send you a sticker, a skate sticker, what could be a snowboarding sticker. I have a bunch of different stickers from all over the place, some clothing companies too, all sorts of stuff. But I'm going to send a sticker out to everyone that enters into the contest. But one lucky winner, I'm going to send my board to, the one that I've been skating for a long time. It's got a little bit of mileage on it, but it's still in great shape. I'm going to send it out, and it's going to be great. It's the actual Catalyst. Arbor doesn't make this board anymore. So go ahead and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to that P.O. box, and you'll be entered in. Mike Ross, I'm looking forward to that hot sauce. The man behind the screen, Adam, I'm so sorry to say that my wife hated your coffee when she tasted it because she loved it so much she had 3 cups on the first day. Wait. Sorry to say that my wife hated it when she tasted it because she loved it so much she had 3 cups on the first day. Oh, okay. So she actually loved it. Okay, good. I was like, no. Looks like you got a winner on your hands. Yes. All right. Well, that's great. I'm glad. I still actually have some right here. It's a little cold now, but it's still good. That's how good the coffee is. And if you don't know about it, check it out. KrieglerCoffee.com. It's that simple. Go check it out. Cody Jones says, thanks for the coffee, Adam. Catalyst blend is delicious. Nice. Thank you for ordering. I appreciate that. Dark Fox 2000 said, you going on the 6th? I'm bringing my RV. We are heading out on the 1st. Minnesota is a long drive. Wow. All the way from Minnesota. Props to you. I'm going to spin this UFO for you. And I am going to be there on the 6th. I would not miss it. There is no way that I'm going to miss going down there. I'm not that far. It's about an hour and a half I don't know, an hour drive. Exactly how long, I don't know. It depends on the traffic, but I'll be there for sure. JT says, welcome back. Had my first sip of Krigler coffee last week. Gamers Blend, really good stuff. Yes, thanks, Adam. And congrats on the silver play button. Thank you so much. And I'll spin it. I'm spinning a little faster. Right on. Thank you, JT. Appreciate that. And for those who missed it, in the beginning of the episode, I unveiled my silver play button. That's right. There we go. Can you see it? Adamcast IRL play button. I'm very excited. And that's all thanks to all of you. Thank you very much for following me and subscribing to my channel. Appreciate that. And honestly, you can actually find me on Twitter, Parler, all of the things, Adam Krigler, Instagram. It's really easy to find me. Just type my name in on most things and you can find me. Let's see. Gabe says, are you going to DC January 6th? You better believe I am. Mythos, Krigler coffee is amazing and everyone here should buy 5 pounds right now. Jokes aside, seriously, the best coffee I've ever had. So thank you for that. Wow. Thank you, Mythos. That's a great endorsement. I'm grateful. Thank you very much. I'm actually really happy that you simply like it, because as I said many times, I love good coffee and I hate bad coffee. Coffee, you know, it's $15 a bag. Well, actually, mine got one for $13 a bag. It's a little cheaper, but you know, you spend $15 and it's bad coffee and it's just like, oh, you got the whole bag of coffee. Like, what are you gonna do with it? You know, if it's bad, it's bad. But now I don't have to worry about having bad coffee anymore, and that's amazing. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Gene says, once again, I will say it. What on God's green flat earth gives you the right to be so gosh darn cute? Well, I don't know, Gene, but thank you. I appreciate that. Jack Bailey says, are you going to join Tim one last time for 2020? You started the year with him, and it would be great for you to finish this year with him. All he has to do is ask. That's it. All he has to do is ask, and I'll join back. Salty Scotch, thank you for that. And then again says, great hat. Thank you very much. My sister made this for me. Well, technically, she didn't make it for me, but she made it. And it was a little big for her, a little small for her husband, and it fits me perfectly. So it's my new favorite hat. It's very toasty warm. Robert Wiles, hey, welcome. The other day, I told the Texas GOPs to F off. So many Republicans are turning on us and Trump, and they expect us to vote. They have to earn my vote. Be blessed. Sorry for the language. Well, I censored it, but yep, I feel you, though. Gerald Slav says, if you go to DC, maybe take a fifth of front of one of those hotels who deny their services to you times 6 million. I don't know. That's pretty crazy how they're just, we're going to close down. Sorry, we're not going to have, we're not going to have our services open. The 4th, 5th, and 6th. God, ridiculous. Jeff says, shout out to Keith Walker in Georgia. Keith Walker, shout out to you, buddy. For those who don't know, that is the homeless man who saved a bunch of animals from certain death from a building burning down. And it's interesting because I was thinking to myself, before I finished reading the article, you know, where are they going to live? You know, and it turns out they were only 10 days away from moving to their new location, which it was on the 18th that it happened. So they're already home in their new location, which is great. Hopefully they can find a good home. Ivy Rippenham, the fart community stands behind Trump and behind Adamcast. But Adam, please plug Fartshoot, where you can speak out of both ends without censorship. You mean BitChute? Yeah, maybe it is. But I'm not on BitChute yet. I really should get on there, shouldn't I? I am on Library and Odyssey, but my videos automatically transfer over. It's pretty convenient. I'm also on Locals, which my YouTube or my Twitter channel, which is Adam Krigler, really easy to find. I just kind of retweet stuff. And send out my vibes. It's very rare where I will get into conversations on Twitter. But on my Locals channel, I definitely try to be a little bit more One-on-one, you know, if you write to me on my locals community, I tend to hit up everybody. I'm going to start having conversations of what I should talk about every day. So join me on locals if you want, adamcastirl.locals.com. Really easy to join. I appreciate that. Dakota Dad, good to see you. Did you see the Hunter Biden Walmart story? He is trying to make deals with the husband of an executive who is next in line. More reason to keep Joe to keep it shut down. And profit from Walmart sales. Goodness sakes. I haven't seen that. My goodness. But I'll look into it. Errant Vice says, see you on the 6th, Adam. I'll be the guy in the leather coat with the Gadsden flag and pajamas. Don't be alarmed by the Wood Club. It is a PDW. Okay. Cool. Glad you're going. Wimplo says, praise the sun. Adam is back. Thank you, Wimp. I appreciate that. Kimchi says, Howley has balls. I agree. He does. He's standing up. Salty Scotch. The Salty Army loves you, Adam. Cheers to the Salty Army. Sasha the Book Lover. Josh Howley, show me state. Josh Howley is doing it. Longfei says, Walmart is now hiring social media analyst. Yeah, I wonder if he actually got fired, the guy who posted that, because they got under a lot of heat. Mateo says, a bit late, but Chad Adam treating him mama well. Yeah, my mom, I actually have a video. I filmed my mom. She freaked out when she saw me. It was awesome. So, let's see. Insight of the Ages says, brother, what was your AFCC SC? I was calm and F-15 avionics. I was not in the Air Force. If you're referring to this, Insight, this flag was flown for the Timcast IRL crew when I was a part of the crew in March, and it was, you can see it, the Timcast IRL team, this flag was flown for us, and I have great respect for the military. This flag means a lot to me. I took it upon myself to keep this flag, because I don't know if it meant anything to them, but it certainly meant a lot to me, enough. It honors me to just be there. So, really, really means a lot to me, that flag. S. Gravois, thank you for your work. Thank you very much for saying that. I do work hard at this. You know, I appreciate you all for showing up for me. Gigi says, PA Judge, there's no law stating distance for observer scrutiny on votes. By that logic, I will no longer use the urinal to pee as long as I go to any big corporation's bathroom, since you know, no law, etc. Funny. Slick Bossman says, Skeletor was funny and based, though. That's true. Skeletor was funny and based. Pelosi is certainly not. James T says, actually, Jesus did not have long hair. Really? Okay, so it's just the depiction of him, right? That makes sense. Lars and Rune says, Krigler coffee is legit, especially the Costa Rican Terrazu. Thank you. Thank you. Seriously, thank you very much. Every time people mention the coffee, I'm like, do I take a sip of my coffee? Yeah. I love coffee. All right. The man behind the screen again. Thank you. Remember a few weeks ago when I said both parties want their slaves? Bipartisan support for the omnibus bill is proof. This election isn't Democrat versus Republican. It's the establishment versus the people. I do tend to agree, but that red line clause in the, I forget what the name of that act is. And that's why he said, I'm enacting this act and redlining a bunch of stuff that I need X'd out of this, so that for them to go, okay, we're going to approve this. And then he goes, all right, well, strike that then, if it's not what he said, from what I understand about it. All right. Let's see. UJ Next says, did you see hero who blocked the car with the truck? Proud. I did see that. And this is a story about a restaurant owner who straight up parked his car in front of a health inspector who basically said, oh, you have people outside and you're not allowed to have people outside. And he's like, I have to pay my employees. How am I supposed to tell my employees that I cannot even pay them anymore? What am I supposed to tell the bank? Like, sorry, I can't give you the rent for my business, you know, because I haven't been able to. So our livelihoods are being destroyed. So if we can't work, you can't work. It was actually very satisfying. Of course, 2 days later, the health department said, you have to shut down now indefinitely. You're closed. So, and then of course, patriots all around the place are rallying and sending ordering food and just from around the country. It happened to a couple different businesses now, yeah. Kurt Bain said, love Krigler Coffee Gamers Blend. Yes, the best coffee I've had in a long time. Oh, that's awesome to hear. I'm so happy about this. Thank you. Sparky says, I don't know about Pence. He was key in Flynn's firing. Sparky says, Pence is a never-Trumper, Paul Ryan's friend. We'll see, won't we? The gamers, the great gamers, are you going to D.C.? And if you are, can I buy you some whiskey and get a picture? Love you, brother. I am going to D.C. I think this is going to be the biggest Trump rally ever. So finding me might be kind of difficult, but I am going to be going. I will not be rocking this hat. I'm going to be rocking my MAGA beanie that you all know so well. And where is it? It's sitting up there behind me, but I'll be there. I will be rocking my long locks, my long beard, and my MAGA beanie. So if you see me, come say hi. Sparky says, supposedly Penn says he won't come through. We'll see, won't we? I don't know. What are we supposed to do when there's overwhelming evidence of fraud, which we're seeing? We're supposed to just roll over? I don't think people are going to roll over. RC, thank you for that super chat. Adam's new like button pillow. I'm here to have a subconscious effect on y'all. Well, it's not new. It's kind of old, but someone actually made that like button for me. And if you haven't, you better smash that like button. Oh, smash it. Smash. Oh, smash. Okay, sorry. I got a little loud there, but that's okay. I want you to smash that like button. You smash it. Smash. We got an excellent smash ratio right now. Like to smash to view count. I love it. This is fantastic. Thank you all. You guys are fantastic. The stuff Adam hears. Adam won't just blindly accept me. It's true. It's true. That's a solid super chat right there. Salty Scotch. Oh, I just had a super chat jump. Thank you all so much for these super chats. Wow. Here we go. Adam makes me feel good about how bad things are. That's so nice. Thank you for that. That means a lot to me. If I can just do that for everyone, my show is a success. That's it. You know, I mean, if I can make someone else's day brighter, you know, I'm feeling like I'm, that's a purpose in life, you know, making other people happy. This is a crazy time we're living in. The craziest time of my life. No joke. I can't believe, you know, what we're going through right now. And it's real. So thank you for that. I would, that's what I want to do at least. Is just make everyone out there feel good. Sparky says, Chris Ray, Sally Yates control the powerful in Georgia. It's true. Sparky says, colds caused deadly pneumonia throughout history. Yeah, that's true. And that's what coronavirus is. It's a cold. A novel cold, but still a cold. COVID and heart attacks. The medical community considers us to be the same. Ah, same with literally every death. SARS COVID-19 is technically a cold, Sparky, again. Yeah, right, that's what I was saying. Supposedly, hospitals get 77,000 per COVID death certification. It's all about the money, isn't it? It's that money. Mm-hmm. Concerned Gamer says, what's best email for both you and the Timcast IRL crew? Want to get you in touch with a training company that wants to host you all for a 3-day intro to pistol/carbine course, lodging, etc., including a private facility Tim can come to. Well, you can certainly email me, adamcastirl@gmail.com. I don't know. I don't really have anything to do with the Timcast show anymore, so... I'm not sure. Vasidia says, one of two, have you seen what's going on with Disney? Mandalorian spoiler warning. Whoa. I have not seen the new season. I don't want to hear... I don't want to have it spoiled. But you've written a super chat, so... I'm gonna... You just spoiled it for me, all right? All right, when Star Wars Theory Channel had an emotional reaction to Luke Skywalker showing up, prominent Lucasfilm employees mocked him. So that's what happened, huh? That sucks. Because I would have loved to have had that surprise. Granted, it's on me. I just got Disney Plus like 3 weeks ago, and Nisha and I were watching Mandalorian, and she went home for Christmas in Sweden, so, you know, we took a break from watching it. And 2 of 2, he said Luke meant a lot to him, especially when he had cancer. They dismiss and mocked that, too. I mean, who is the tolerance? Who's the tolerant people in life, right? It's not the left. They claim that that's what they're all about. When they mock death, people dying from COVID, they mock them. That people are super emotional about Luke Skywalker showing up and how it meant a lot to them, they mock them. The tolerant left, my freaking bum. Let's see. Norn Irish John says, can I mail you some homegrown from Canada? I don't know. That sounds very illegal. I don't want to touch that. Captain Crawdad, what's the story behind the shadow box with the USAF certificate? Well, I did just explain it. This is a flag that was flown for us at the Timcast news team when we were on it. They really enjoyed our conversation. Civil discourse. You know, we can disagree and still be friends. It's unfortunate that that was proven to be false. John L. says, a buddy of mine told me that 2020 wasn't going to get him down. A week later, he died of a heart attack after shoveling snow. 2020 can eat a big one. Spin the UFO in honor of my pal, JC. JC, this is for you, buddy, wherever you are. I'm sorry for your loss. That's for JC right there. Of course, John, I will do that you an honor there. F-Stop Harlot says, I'm debating on driving to D.C. from California. That's a long drive. Oof. I want to be there, but that's a long drive. I need some inspiration. This is, no joke, this is probably the most pivotal day, January 6th, maybe of my lifetime. It's going to be crazy. I mean, if you think about it, you know, this all of 2020 it's going to reach this crescendo of that day. It's going to be that day, you know, that we're going to see what happens. It's a lot is riding on that day. So we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. If you can't make it, you know, that's fine. Just know that a lot of patriots are traveling to go there. I'm myself included. So just we're going to go represent. Nate the Average says, we bought a new coffee maker just to get the best out of your amazing beans. Thank you, Nate. That's awesome. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you. Mavis says, the uncle of one of my coworkers had died of a stroke, but it was listed as a Rona. Literally, any death that they can blame on coronavirus, they will. Mavis says, and I'm positive, the only reason my father's death wasn't listed as Rona was because it was before they realized that they can milk it for money. It's all about the money. It's crazy. Chioma Velma says, can I start skating at 40 years old and overweight? Yes, absolutely. No joke, absolutely. I ran a skate school for about 5 years in New York, and I taught a 58-year-old man who was a big dude. He was like 6'4", like big guy, all right, who just had back surgery a year before. His doctor was like, no, don't do it. And he was like, I am determined to learn how to longboard. Like, he wanted a longboard. He didn't want a skateboard, but longboard, you know. He sees people doing distance on longboards, and he said, you know what? That looks like fun. He used to surf as a younger man, and he wanted to learn how to do it on the road. And the last I heard, he was skating to work in his suit because he lived in New York City. Who knows if he still lives in New York City? That place has gone downhill. But my goodness, you know, it's 58 years old, you know, 40 years old and overweight. I mean, I think you should absolutely try it. Just make sure you wear some wrist guards, you know, get some knee pads, elbow pads, get a helmet. You just be safe, because if you do, everybody falls. This is what you have to understand. Skateboarding, everyone gets on the board. It's all about understanding how to balance on something that isn't the ground, okay? And then it's about learning how to manipulate that balance to control the board. That's what skateboarding really is, to understand how to be a skateboarder. If you have great balance, it'll be easier for you. But if you don't, you might fall. So just know that you're going to fall and prep for that, and you'll be fine. Dr. Fox says, oh, I just got a super chat jump. Oh, here we go. Oh, also, we are bringing kegs to DC. Got Coors and Miller Lite. Nice. It's going to be a good time, isn't it? Jay Rico says, Adam, love the show, man. Love. Looking forward to trying your coffee. Thank you, Jay Rico. I appreciate that. On both you loving the show and getting my coffee. Furby Slayer, remember Holly just sold your great-grandchildren's future. Republicans aren't better. Only support those who stood up for the people when it mattered. You know, I think the whole system is corrupt, and we need a younger generation in government, and that's it. We need fresh people in government, and not this like stank of establishment people that anyone that's been there for 40 years. Biden, for example, 48 years. It's not 47. It's 48 years. In October, it was 48 years. 48 years. He's done nothing but be a terrible racist. Crazy, man. Let's see. Jay Rico says, P.S., when are you going to tell Alyssa Milano off again on Twitter? Any chance I get. Short Bus Dave says, Krigler coffee plus Bailey's plus Jameson cold brew equal the drink of the gods. Apologies for my spicy post. I was very upset and drunk. I am sorry. Vegan pizza on me. Thank you for saying that, Short Buds Dave. Appreciate that. Accordion Twilight says, how do we keep calm over the evidence and deception over the U.S. election? COVID, the left, and establishment politics. When your whole soul screams, deuce la volt, when you see all the corruption, help? I don't have the answer to that. I don't know. That's why I'm going to DC on the 6th, because I feel like that's what can I do? I can go stand with the rest of these patriots that are standing against this corruption. So that's where I'm at right now. I don't have an answer. I would love to have an answer. Sasha the book lover says, I've been advertising your coffee everywhere. Sierra Terrazzo is awesome. Smooth. Thank you so much, Sasha. I appreciate that. Awesome. And really, all of the comments pouring in about my coffee and how much you really enjoy it, thank you so much. I'm really happy that you enjoy it. I love it myself. It's fantastic coffee. Thank you very much. You guys are awesome. Daniel says, Merry Christmas to you. I make my own longboards out of a cabinet-grade plywood. Here is grip tape money. Nice. Thank you, Vermat, for that. I appreciate that. Kyle Petty says, that's why I aggressive inline. Ah, I actually used to a little bit. I had a pair, I think Solomon's, for a little bit. And I used to rollerblade, like speed rollerblade, when I was in, was I a teenager? Was I preteen? Whatever, early teens, 14, 15, I would rollerblade everywhere. And I loved rollerblading, actually. Mainstream media claims COVID-19, Don Wells died of something else. That's from Sparky. Interesting. I don't know much about that. I know she was on Gilligan's Island, right? She was 81. Intellectual Iconoclasm says, come to Colorado Springs. You give intro board lessons, and I do intro at shooting range. Beer, beans, or buds to round out a day. That sounds like a good time. Maybe some snowboarding, too. I just got a snowboard. I'm looking right now. Tim bought everyone in the house snowboards, and we're going to go snowboarding. Really looking forward to that. JWL says, sensible. A beer, a cocktail, martini, wine, champagne, cheers, beers, thumbs up, safe new year to all. They're all emotes, but I felt like I needed to do that. Facidia says, sorry about that. Didn't think that one through all the way. Driving 8 hours straight from work to head to DC on the 5th, got my Trump flag and Clinton can't 86 us all shirt ready. Nice. All right. Well, it's good to be back, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with me. I really do love hanging out with you all every day. You guys show up for me daily, and I really do appreciate that. And I'll be back tomorrow. It is Thursday, right? It's Wednesday today, right? I have no idea. My days have been, you know, once I get out of the cycle, but I'm back. It's Wednesday. So tomorrow, Carlin's going to join me. I was going to shave my beard live. I don't know. I think I actually have grown fond of it. I think I might keep it. So we'll see. I think I'm going to keep it. But Carlin's going to join me. We're going to talk about some crazy stuff. I know she's got some things to say. I've got some things to bring up to talk to her about. So we're going to talk about that. I got one more super chat here. Guardian Gamer says, "Hey, Adam, my sister and I were planning to be in DC on the 6th, but she's worried that it won't be safe due to the likes of Antifa. Thoughts?" Well, I'll tell you what. I went to DC about a month ago, the first Stop the Steal rally, and there was a Trump supporter that got stabbed, but it was at night. Okay. During the day, it was safe. And I think this is going to be the largest rally, the Trump rally that's ever been had. He actually asked his people to show up for him. And I think it's going to be insane how many people that are going to be there for him. And I didn't go to the last rally, which was like 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks after I went. And the Proud Boys showed up and they were fighting Antifa. And I think that this on the 6th, this is going to be, I mean, I think the entirety of DC is going to be taken over by Trump supporters. So if you're Antifa, I don't think they're going to have a choice because there's going to be so many Trump supporters. So if you are worried, show up during the day, be safe, leave while it's still light out, you know, so that you don't have to worry about it. So I think that's the best way to do it. Yeah, somebody just said safety numbers. Vicidia says Antifa is going to hide behind the cops like last time. They are nothing but cowards. You know, yeah, they did. They hid behind the cops because, you know, people were standing up for themselves. People were standing up for people that were getting beat because they were beating on Trump supporters the previous time that everyone rallied. All right. So, yeah, I saw an overwhelming amount of keep the beard posts. I'm going to keep it. I want to see how long it goes, you know. So, yeah. But thank you, everybody. I appreciate all of you for showing up for me. I know it's been a week, and I had some great numbers tonight. So if you haven't smashed the like button before you leave, please do. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. And if you haven't shared this video, please share this video because it helps me grow. I don't think the powers that be like me talking about all the election stuff that I talk about. I've been at 175,000 subs for about 2 months now because who knows? Maybe I've just reached my peak in this world. But it doesn't matter because all of you still show up for me. And that's the reason why I keep doing this. So thank you all very much. I will see you tomorrow, 6:30.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.